Yes, friends, we are continuing our shiurim in commemoration of Shovavim, these times when we are learning about and trying to strengthen ourselves in matters of purity. Baruch Hashem, we're zocha to be Jews who understand these things and work on these things and have so many halachas and guidelines to keep us pure and holy. And in this shiur, I'd like to talk about the topic of doing the Hefsek Tahara after Shkia. We're going to base this shiur on a beautiful tshuva, very interesting, by Chacham Ovadia Yosef in the Yabia Omer and Chelek Yud, Siman Tetvav and Yoredea. And this shiur should be a special schus, Lerfuas Rav Avram Yosef ben Rav Moshe Chaim and Rav Yeshua Meir ben Rachel Sarah, and the schus Moshe ben Peshedina, and Rav Avram Yitzchak ben Esther and Rav Yosef Ezra ben Esther. So he writes here, Rav Avadia, Re'ei Ra'isi, B'sefer Nitvos Mechadosh B'Shem Kol Eliyahu Tupik, Maisi De Boger Yeshivat Chazon Avadia, Shelamad Etzlenu B'Meshach Kama Shanim, V'yatza Ata La'asik Al Dvareinu B'Tarat Habayit Chelek Bet Amud Resh Samchei, B'din Mishe Shachacha La'asot Hefsek Tahara Mebod Yom, V'achar Ashkiyah B'Kama Dakot Asta Hefsek Tahara. So there's this man who wrote a sefer called Kol Eliyahu, and the name Tupik is his last name, and he learned in our yeshiva. He's my Talmud, and now he's arguing with me. This Talmud's allowed to argue with his Rebbe in learning, but is he correct? Shaila is, we know that a woman, after sees that she's clean, counts 5 days from the onset of her menstruation period, and she does a Hefsek Tahara. She checks herself before Shkia and puts in a Mochdachuk, and if she's clean, then she may start counting her 7 clean days and then be with her husband. So a woman forgot to do her Hefsek Tahara. You know, today we have a very, very busy world, and she didn't do her Hefsek Tahara before Shkia. You have to do it before Shkia. She did it a few minutes after Shkia. And Rav Avadia Yosef said, you could be Mekel. You can say this Hefsek Tahara is considered Mebod Yom from the previous day, from before Shkia, that day of before Shkia. Why? Because I have a Sveik Sveika. Maybe the law is like Rabbeinu Tam, that our Bein HaShemash is according to Rabbeinu Tam is certainly day. Rabbeinu Tam's Bein HaShemash is much later, 57 minutes. So our Rabbeinu HaShemash is Lefi Rabbeinu Tam clearly day. And maybe the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says that you have the Bein HaShemashos of Rabbi Yehuda, which is our Bein HaShemashos, and Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemashos starts after Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yossi, maybe we pass like Rabbi Yossi in Shabbos Lamed Hay, and he holds that our Bein HaShemashos is still day. And you see that the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar Tzion Reish Lamed Gimel Siv Kotan Chaf Aleph relies la halacha on Rabbi Yossi b'din Bein HaShemashos. So to the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, Sof Simen Tov Tes Vav. Shemekar Din Halacha Rabbi Yossi. Bein HaShemashos only starts after the Bein HaShemashos of Rabbi Yehuda. So 13.5 minutes is still, until 13.5 minutes is still day. And also Shem Bein HaShemashos Yomhu. And maybe Bein HaShemashos is still day. Right? But Bein HaShemashos is Mesupik Divka time. So maybe it's daytime. So maybe it's the Legamrei day according to Rabbeinu Tam. And maybe we pass like Rabbi Yossi that our Bein HaShemashos is day. And maybe even if we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it's Bein HaShemashos, maybe it's still day. And then we have the Oros HaRuah, Simen Shin Lamed Ches, that Bedikas Hefsek Tahara is Midrabanan. Sveik Sveik Midrabanan, Bedi Ebed Mutter. So in this Shishut Kol Eliyahu, Chosav lahasig al dvareinu. Ima shekatav Marana Bet Yosef. Marana Bet Yosef writes, the mashkatav atur shebedikat efsek tara. I'm sorry, I'm reading in a little bit of a Sephardi accent. Tiyeh ben hashmashot. Lav dafko. Da ben hashmashot tafek min hayom. Hu, o min halaylohu. Vim lo badka kodem lachen. En uo shetale la bedika. Shkeva de misaf kulam b'shem d'shem min halaylohu. Nimsa yom sheposeket bo soferet l'minyan shiva. So you see, from this Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef says in Kufts Harivav, that you have to do the Hefsek Taira before Shkia. If you do it after Shkia, it's already the next day. You can't start counting the 7 days. No good. And so it's the Torah Shlamim, Chochmat Adam, Nodab Yehuda Madurat Inyan Echelik Yerodei Asim Kuf Lamed Aleph. So says the Kol Elio to his Rebbe Rav Ovadia, how can we make a Sveik Sveik L'Hakol Neged Maran? Hare Rav Ovadia himself in Yabi Omer Chelik Beis Simen Ches and Chelik Hei Yerodei Asim Tez Zayin Osvav and the beginning of Simen Yud Zayin in a number of places. He says that whenever Maran paskins, lo nuchal la'asot sveik sveik ala hakel. Vim kein achinami, shemaran pasak lehedya debsek tara bevein hashmashot lo tala bdika, lo mahani sveik sveika kaze neged Maran. He says, we can't, Rav Ovadia himself says that we don't make sveik sveik is against the Shulchan Aruch, against Maran. Maran's the posek of the world, or posek of Eretz Yisrael. So you can't make sveik sveik is against Maran. Here he paskins that you can't do hefsek tara after Shkia. So you can't do hefsek tara after Shkia. Don't sveik sveik of me. So Rav Ovadia, in modern Hebrew they say, Lo nish'ar chayav. He didn't take, in English we say, didn't take it sitting down. V'anuchi aroe she'eno rotze l'lmod karoe. See, he doesn't want to learn properly. Ki ma'inyan dvareinu l'ma she'katav Maran Abet Yosef, alo Maran midaber b'bein ha'shmashot shel Rabbeinu Tam. What are you talking about? When Maran says you have to do it before b'bein ha'shmash, he's talking about before the b'bein ha'shmash of Rabbeinu Tam, which is much, much later. When it's mamish dark outside, you go to Rabbeinu Tam's b'bein ha'shmash, it's b'bein ha'choshech. So, I'm talking about doing the Hefsek Taira in our Bein HaShemashes. Bein HaShemashes is the Gaonim. Right after when we call sunset. Maran was talking about the Bein HaShemashes Rabbeinu Tam, you can't do it. And that's talking the way the Maran Paskins. Maran Paskins, that, like Rabbeinu Tam, that's Bein HaShemashes, and it's only night 72 minutes. After Shkia, what we call Shkia. And then Chaim Ovadia continues and he says, I saw afterwards that he writes that don't think that Maran is talking about the Bein HaShemash or Rabbeinu Tam. No, he's not. שזה דוחק להעמיד כל דברי הגאונים הבית יוסף, הנודע בידה וחומדם, תורת שלמים, תקום בהן המשמשות על רבינו תם. Where you're going to say that all of these poskim, the בית יוסף, and the נודע ביהודה, and everybody else, they're all talking about the בין השמשות על רבינו תם, when they say that you're not allowed to do have to take בין השמשות. No. שמסתמות דבריהם נראה כשאין הבדל בזה בין רבינו תם והגאונים. דוחו כי הא ולולו פרש, if they would have wanted to make a distinction, they should have made it. That's what the Kol Elio says. Chacham Ovadia says, no. Hine eina de shapir chazi. You know what I see? Ki hevel yef tepi. That I won't translate. Sharei vade de maran mayri b'bein hashmashot shel Rabbeinu Tam. Of course, when he says b'bein hashmashos, he means b'bein hashmashos Rabbeinu Tam, because according to Maran, that's b'bein hashmashos. His terminology, that's what b'bein hashmashos mean. Of course, he's talking about b'bein hashmashos Rabbeinu Tam. Nothing to talk about. Chasim Sofer writes in the Tshuvas in Orchaim Simen Pei, Ken alacha rovachas, natez makabel meira boisav. Kedasa magen Avram, b'chol achronim, like Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbi Kiva Eger. Even passing like Rabbeinu Tam lahakol. He quotes another few sources. Shagasariye in Simen Yud Zayin, the Karen LeDavid in Simen Ayin Tes. So Pashut, they're talking about the Bein HaShemashot of Rabbeinu Tam. Moreover, writes the Kol Elio, La'ashiva mashit sirafti sirato azarua dehefsek taru midarabanan. That I added that they had the words of Rus says, anyway, it's Darabanan, we can be more makos. It's fake, and a Darabanan. Vare Avram Machaber Atzmoy Vidivre Atzot Varoshna Mesaf Glubeze. But you see that there were Rishonim who are Mesupik about this, if it's Hefsek Tyrus Darabanan. And this is Chacham Ovadia, Veloidana Maikashile, what's his problem? I'm just adding it as a suffix. You're right, we're not sure, but that's another suffix. Maybe it's only derabbanan. I wasn't kovela halacha, it's derabbanan. And I already brought in the miluim to the Taras Abayis in Amet Tufkuf Nam Ginon Gimel, the Divrei Abach, Abayis Chodosh B'tshuva, and Simon Kuf Chovav, who writes that B'diabit, if she did the Hefsek Taira, B'sofik HaSheikh, it's okay. Because the whole Hefsek Taira and Shivan Ikiyim is only Midrabanan. V'chein Riti B'shut Ber Moshe, Lechad Migone Darein, Ra Moshe Sterren, Chelik Beis, Simon Samach Alv, Shkasar Ibn Shem Agarim Moshe Feinstein, Sharlo Hakka B'diabit, Masa Hefsek Taira, Achar Tezvav, Dakos Me'ashkiya. I saw in the Besaris Moshe also, the Pesachim of Moshe, he's talking there about New York. In New York, we know that something like 50 minutes from Shkia to Tzeis, it's a much, much longer Bein HaShemash. In Eretz Yisrael, it's about 18, 20 minutes. But in America, much, much longer period. So maybe he'd be more makel in America. Al Kopanim, Rav Moshe was mamatir during Bein HaShemash. V'chein matzati lo b'shut tegirot Moshe. Chelik Orachaim, Chelik Dalat, Simit Samach Beis, Shafu Katri Lahatir, Mitam Sveik Sveika, maybe the Allah Chazak Rabbeinu Tam, he's Matir, Adain Yom. And maybe Ben Hashemashis is Yom, even if it is Ben Hashemashis, maybe it's Yom, maybe it's Rabbeinu Tam that I didn't have Ben Hashemashis that I haven't started. And he says that if a woman, Daf Tzadi Vavam at Beis, that if a woman's a nuisance, she can't do the Hefsek Taira until after Shkia. She could be do Hefsek Taira within Shloshes Rivei Mil Achav Achar Shkia. 3/4 of a mil. About 13, 15 minutes. But the Yevit, she can do it. And I brought their after Shkia, and I brought their words in the Taras Abayis. And then the Kol Eliyahu says, now that I proved to you that the Beis Yosef says that you're not allowed to do the Hefsek Taira after Shkia, so even with the Yevit, it's no good. Because it doesn't matter, 1,000 people can come and say against the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef is the Posek. Lo nuchal lasot neged Maran shekipalnu ra'otav. Ad kan. So here Rav Avadia mamish yotzei me'akivim. Hine yadua kol ba'ei sha'arami ki mineman l'psikat Maran yoter mimeni b'chol sfarai. He says, who is more faithful to the psakim of the Beis Yosef more than me? V'shekol magamati lachzir atara liyoshna shelo lehorot neged Maran. My whole focus, my whole agenda, to return, to restore the lost glory, our crown, not to paskin against Maran. So don't tell me Maran. My point is that Maran would agree with me, because Maran's only talking about Bein HaShemashis of Rabbeinu Tam, but not our Bein HaShemashis. We would go and ask him, Hayamatir Bipshitut Vayanozef. Listen to his lashon over here, very harif. I'm not going to translate. So very, very sharp lashon here from Rav Avadia. And he continues. We're skipping a little bit in the tshuva. He quotes his friend Rav Meshash, the great Meraken posek, Rav Yerushalayim, in his Shelot to Tshuvot Shemesh Umagen Chelek Gimel. He's also mefakpek b'din hefsek tari b'bein hashmashes. And he says it's no good because it's a sveik sveika m'shem echad. The whole suffix is that it's still day. So all the sveikas that we presented all end up that it's day. So you can't have a sveik sveika m'shem echad. Suffolk that it's day, and even if it's not day, maybe it's day. That's Shem Echad. That's what it was Rav Avadia saying. Maybe it's day because we all like Rabbeinu Tam, and if we don't like Rabbeinu Tam, maybe it's day. For us, Sveik Sveik Mishem Echad. It's Miyani I love. Right? He says, I don't get what the Shemesh Umagin is saying. It's really wondrous to me. Why doesn't he just open up my sefer, the Taras HaBayis, and Chelek Beis, page Reis Samaches, Reis Samates. I have a copy at home. Could have asked me, but I don't think Rav Hashash knew me. And there, I wrote a number of reasons to be mad. There is Sveik Sveik, Mishem Echad. First of all, when one suffix is matir more than another suffix, then you can make a sfeik sfeik even if it's mishem echad. Only if the shem echad, only if they have the same name, each suffix is the same name, when one is not matir more than the other. But Rabbeinu Tam is more permissive than the other suffix. So that's one reason why it's okay to use it, to do a sfeik sfeik and mishem echad. He brings a number of sources for that. Not only that, but it's a totsis in Ksubis that famously says we don't make a sfeik sfeik and mishem echad. So totsis in Ksubis is geschmack. Totsis is great. You know how much Torah has been said in that totsis in Ksubis? Daftes. You know, that's like nisugya. The only problem is not everybody agrees with totsis. The Rambam argues with totsis. He says you can't make a sfeik sfeik and mishem echad. Rambam cholek alav is really sfeik sfeik mishem echad shapir chashiv sfeik sfeik like the Shvasi Yankov writes. That's a Rambam. So to the Gon Lublin, Shnei Ozan Lublin, who later came to Yerushalayim, one of Ravadi's favorite poskim, in his Torah's Chesed, Chelek Orachayim Simen Yad Alef Sofo Zayin. So therefore, even if it is a sfeik sfeik mishem echad, we still have the Rambam on our side. And not only that, you have to understand what a sfeik sfeik b'shem echad is. So there's a sefer called Chikrei Lev in Madur Basura by Gon Rav David Chazan. It's a street in which I've spent many, many thousands of hours on in Bukharim. It's where the Tolna Rebbe Shlita has his base medrash, Rav David Chazan. So there was a big Gaon, Rabbi David Chazan. He has a sefer Shut Chikrei Lev, Madur Basur, and Chelek Yeredei Simen Aleph. It's brought in the Ziv Chet Tzedek and Simen Kuf Yod Sifkat and Kuf Tezvav. So he says, you know what a sfeik, sfeik sfeik mishem echad is? It's as follows. It's not because of the name. It doesn't matter that each suffix has the same name. That doesn't bother us. Ela kavanah shebechol makom shematrim mitam sfeik sfeika. היינו כשאנו מסתפקים, הספק השני צריך להיות שתתקיים צד החומרה של הספק הראשון. In other words, when we have a suffix, the second suffix has to assume the chumra of the first suffix. And אם תמסי לא אמר. In other words, suffix תחתוב, suffix אין תחתוב. ואם תמסי לא אמר תחתוב, suffix on a suffix רצון. Right, a woman finds a Pesach Pesuach. So suffix תחתוב, Suffolk ain't tachtav. Maybe she, her Pesach was niftach when she wasn't married to him. And a feeling timsi lomar that it was when she was married to him, maybe she was raped. So it's always assuming the tzad chumra. Or let's say, did somebody go into the Beis HaKvara? Suffolk nichna, suffolk lo nichna. So even if he went into a place where there's a kever, maybe he was mahil, maybe he wasn't mahil. Even if he was nichnas to that place. So in other words, you always have to assume the tzad chumra. If you can't assume the tzad chumra, then it's a sfeik sfeik of mishem echad. What's the sfeik sfeik of Tosfos? Tosfos there says that maybe the father was makabel kedushin before she was three. So we know that it was tachtav, because she doesn't have a besulin. Then it's because it was from three that it was from the time she was married, clearly, that she lost her besulin. Seder, but Tosa says we have a sfeik sfeika, because maybe she was raped, sufik on a sufik rutzen. And maybe it happened when she was a ktana, and pitu ktana, ones. She was seduced as a ktana, it's ones. That's the Sfeik Sfeik. Well, Sfeik Sfeik is a katua tosvot. She's a fake shinim, Sfeik shiktanu, pitu ktanu onusu. Nim to the lav rotsin, well, onus kasafek arishon, the hainu safek onus. Vav tishanya onus kadol, me onus ktanu, dasim onus gom, shalob ritson, ktanu ritson, me komu katsal shosafek rishon, safek bonus, who call a komin onus shematir labaila. One second. You can't assume that's al chumra. In other words, we have one suffix, suffix only suffix ratzon. You can't say imtim tziloma ratzon, maybe she was a ktana. Because a ktana is not real ratzon. You're right, there's more ratzon of a ktana than there is of being raped. But even a ktana, pitu ktana, she doesn't have enough das. So maybe it's not a sfeik sfeika, because one suffix is maybe it was ones, and then the other suffix says, and maybe it was ones. You can't say if imtim tziloma was ratzon, then maybe it's okay. No. Because saying she's a ktana, pitu ktana ones, saying it was ones. So maybe it was ones. And even if it was an ones, maybe it was a different type of ones. That's shem echad. So that's how he explains Rabbi David Chazan this tosis. And that has nothing to do with us. Because we're assuming that Sad Chumrah. Because maybe we pass in like Rabbeinu Tam. And even if we don't pass in like Rabbeinu Tam, when we pass in like the Gaonim, that Shkia starts at what we call sunset, maybe Banish Mashis is still day. So we're assuming that Sad. Assume that Sad Chumrah. Maybe we pass in like Rabbeinu Tam. And even if you say that we pass in like the Gaonim, that Sad Chumrah, Seder, but maybe Banish Mashis is still day. And even if you pask in the Tzad Chumrah, then no, maybe it's night, that Banish night, that Banish Mashis is night, yeah, but maybe we pass in like Rabbi Yossi, who holds that our Banish Mashis is still day. Because his Banish Mashis starts after our Banish Mashis of Rabbi Yehuda. So these are, you can, this is not Mishem Echad, because you can assume the Tzad Chumrah of the Imtim Silomer. Even if you hold that it's like the Gonim, maybe it's still day. And even if you hold that it's night, maybe we pass in like Rabbi Yossi, that it's still day. So therefore, it's a very good Sveik Sveik I made, says Chacham Ovadia. I happen to love Chacham Ovadia, even though I'm a Vuzvus, Ben Vuzvus, Ben Beno, Ben Vuzvus. You know what I mean? I'm Ashkenazi for many, many generations, and it's, you know, I started out being Sephardi. Avraham Avinu definitely was a Sephardi, but eventually I got to Europe and definitely was mashpi on me. Very cold over there. Glad I got to Israel. Much more here, I like the tropical climate. V'yoma ki ha'idna. Oh, on a day like today, hofia shut kovetz tshuvot chelek bet me'agon Rav Yosef Shalom el Yashiv. Says Chacham Ovadia, I got Rav Yosef's tshuvah svarim. By the way, I once found one on the conveyor belt. I'll never forget this. I was at the airport, I think John F. Kennedy Airport, and I saw on the conveyor belt there was a kovetz tshuvah. Of Rebbe Yashiv going round and round. I didn't know what to do. I picked it up, no name, and I didn't want to just let it go, because after the Chas Shalom, they would throw it away. They don't know how to handle Shemus. So I took it and I was walking around with it. Hopefully somebody would stop me and say, "Excuse me, sir, but that's, I think you have my sefer." I'd say, "Bevakasha," but nobody stopped me. So I still have in my parents' apartment in Manhattan the tshuvas of Rebbe Yashiv. Okay. Al-Kopanim, in this sefer the Ravadia got, ostensibly not from the conveyor belt, Veriti Elav, I see that he says in Chalek Yeradeh Asim and Men Beis, he was asked about this, and he says, even B'diyevet, it doesn't help to do it after Banish Mashis. We go like the Gonim, no good. Says Chacham Ovadia, excuse me. V'lo Shideda Makim Klal, why doesn't he go any deeper? Why does he just answer so simplistically? Flora, koma shekatavnu b'tanat habayit. He didn't see what I wrote in Taras Habayit. So he doesn't bring it. He doesn't bring all the different studim that I have lahakel. Hilchah cheker koma shekasavnu b'dibyevid mahani. Okay, it's good friends with Levayasha, but friends, you know, halacha's halacha. Then, while on the topic, he brings from the Shemesh Umogain, from Rav Mishash, his friend, Yerodeh Simon Memtesos Gimel, Binyan Mila Achar Shkia, he brings the Birka Yosef in the name of the Beis David, that if by Erev Shabbos, if you see any little bit of Shemesh, you Shalomdim Barosh Makam Gavoa Biyoser Ba'ir, if you're in the highest place of the city and you can see a little bit of sun, you can circumcise the kid. But if there's no sun, that's it. Yedoch the Mila till Sunday. So if when the kid is born, there's sun, then it's still Friday, do the bris Friday. If not, then you wait till Sunday. Suffolk. And I brought this in the Abi Omer Chelek Zayin, and therefore he was tameh on what I wrote in Chelek Vav. To be matir to do the mila after shkia, mikoch sveik sveika. Beforehand, I'm talking about doing the mila. Beforehand, I assered doing the mila at such after. Mechelik zayin, I wrote that when the sun goes down, that's it. Nighttime, it's over. So if the kid is born. I think it's talking about kid being born. When the kid is born, if it's no more sun, already is probably night, and therefore your mesupik went through the bris milah, do it Sunday. But how then can I write in chelik vav that was matir to be mal after shkia? If it's night, it's night. So he says, wait a second, I'm not soser myself. We have to be medayik. Yes, you should always do the bris milah before shkia. Less man de polig, but there was a special case. There in Chelik Vav, when I was masking to do it after Shkia, even though normally you're right. Normally you're right. I hold that by Shkia it's nighttime is ill. And therefore, if you have a suffix, when the kid is born, whether it's whether the sun sets Friday night, that's it. Do the bris already on Sunday. But, so how then can I be matir to do a bris mila after Shkia? Because in Chelik Vav, I was talking about a case where they mamish had a certain time to do the bris milah, and he made up with the moel that he was going to do it at this time, and the moel got stuck in traffic because there was a chavetz chashut. We've all been, anyone been to Israel? It's a chavetz chashut. You're not going anywhere. You could be the president of the United States. You're not moving. And the moel came a few minutes late. And the father was furious at him. And everybody's waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. You can't start the... I was once Masadr Kedushin, they're supposed to be, and I came a little late. They were gonna do the wedding without me. That wouldn't be that they could do without me. There were other people there with black hats. You know what I mean? Not only people with black hats can be Masadr Kedushin, but I'm saying you had people there who could do the job, right? But a moel for Bismillah, nobody else in the crowd is going to do it. So they waited. And what happened? What happened was... I was matir. It's kavod abrius, and I have a sveik sveika. Because maybe it's day. Maybe like we said, maybe it's day, and maybe it's we passing like Rabbeinu Tam. The Banish Rosh hasn't started yet, and even if Banish Rosh has started, maybe it's day, and maybe we passing like Rabbi Yossi and not like Rabbi Yehuda, and then it's certainly going to be day. So there's what to be makel. So only in those. Only in that instance, I was mekel. Kavod abrius. And there's also, it might still be the eighth day. You're not docha the bris milah. You want to do the bris milah bizman. So therefore, there's no room for the tmiyah of the shemesh umagen. So when you're dealing with a suffix chil Shabbos, already push the bris off till Sunday. But in general, you have what to be mekel benesh mashas. And that the same applies to the hefsek tyro. Of this woman, so we have from Moshe Feinstein and Rav Ovadia that certainly Moshe Feinstein in America and Rav Ovadia even here in Eretz Yisrael to be mekel. Rav Yashiv says no. It's a big to do in the poskim. We're not getting into all the shitas of the contemporary poskim, but I will say that if you have such a shaila, should ask your Rav. And I'm not paskening here for anybody. I don't want to chas v'shalom be machshil anybody, even though Rav Avadya definitely is on firm terra firma. He's on firm ground, even for us Ashkenazim. And I'm not qualified for that. I direct you to greater people greater than myself. Now the problem is, if you go to somebody greater than myself, is he as great as Rav Avadya that he can argue with Rav Avadya? Okay. Anyway, we have poskim lakan, and definitely kedai to encourage your wives, unless the wives are themselves listening to this, that they should do their hefsek tyra before shkia. And v'yadata ki shalom alecha. Okay, sweet friends, thank you for tuning in. Shbizelcha lumo dulami lishma v'las l'kaim z'kol divrei salam torah subi hava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.